很高兴也能够和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在主的跟前。
I'm very pleased that once again, together with all the brothers and sisters, we're gathered in the presence of the Lord.
我们每一次聚集的时候，
Every time as we're gathered together,
我们深深地相信主就在这个地方。
We're fully convinced that the Lord is right in our midst.
现在我们就在以马内利之境。
And right now, we are in Emmanuel's ground.
荣耀的主耶稣亲自与我们同在。
Glorious Lord Jesus Christ, be with us.
我想我们再一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
主，我们何等地感谢你。
Lord, how much we thank you.
你是荣耀的大君王。
Because you're the glorious King.
你是那么爱你的儿女们。
How much you love your children.
你给我们预备了极美的属天的家乡。
And you have prepared for us this wonderful heavenly, homeland.
因为你自己已经亲自为我们打了美好的胜仗。
Because you yourself have fought that wonderful, fight.
为我们预备了属天的基业。
You have prepared for us this, heavenly inheritance.
今天你要领我们一同进入你这个属天的丰富。
And today you will lead us into this heavenly abundance.
我们一想到我们前面是那么荣耀的盼望。
Whenever we think of this glorious hope ahead of us,
我们心中真是欢呼跳跃。
Oh, our hearts rejoice and, we are so glad.
我们说要把赞美归给你。
So we say we want to give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
荣耀的主耶稣啊。
Glorious Lord Jesus Christ, our great King.
我们欢迎你来到我们的中间。
Oh, we welcome you to come into our midst.
我们是何善哪，何善哪。
So we say Hosanna, Hosanna.
你们荣耀的主耶稣，当得我们称颂的。
To you be all the praises to the glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
在你的尊贵荣耀的主跟前。
In the glorious majesty of the Lord.
我们众圣徒把我们爱献给你。
We offer to you all together our love, adoration and worship.
愿主亲自祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
祝福你今天下午要传讲的话语。
And bless the word today we will share.
祝福我们这里每一个的弟兄姊妹。
Bless each one of us sitting here.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹，我们来读两处圣经。
Let's read two passages in the Bible.
我们先读撒母耳记下第五章。
First, Second Samuel, Chapter 5.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
Let's read from verses 6 to 8.
总共只有三节圣经，我们大家一起来读。
There are only three verses, so let's read in unison.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说：“你若不赶出瑕子、瘸子，必不能进这地方。”心里想，大卫绝不能进去。然而大卫攻取锡安的宝藏，就是大卫的城。当日大卫说：“谁攻打耶布斯人，当上谁钩攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子、瞎子。”从此有俗语说：“在那里有瞎子、瘸子，他不能进我去。”这段圣经啊，都是短短的三节圣经。
This passage is short, only has three verses.
但是这讲到一件非常重要的事。
But it speaks of one very important matter.
大卫去攻打耶路撒冷。
That is, David attacked Jerusalem.
但是呢，那里被瞎子跟瘸子就盘踞着。
Where a lot of, the blind and the lame dwell.
所以那里人说啊，你若不赶出瞎子跟瘸子的话呀，你必不能够进这个地方。
So they say, if you do not repel all the blind and the lame, you cannot come in.
所以大卫就说啊，我心里恨恶这些瞎子，这个瘸子、瞎子。
So David said, my soul hated the blind and the lame.
他就把那里的瘸子、瞎子就赶出出去。
And then in the end, he drove out all the blind and the lame.
我们要再读一处圣经。
We will read another passage.
在利未记第七章。
Leviticus chapter 7.
七章二十八节到三十四节。
Verses 28 through 34.
一起来读啊！耶和华对摩西说：“ 你晓谕以色列人说，献平安祭给耶和华的，要从平安祭中取下来，奉给耶和华，他亲手献给耶和华的活祭，就是脂油和胸，要带来，好把胸在耶和华面前做摇祭，摇一摇。祭司要把脂油在坛上焚烧，但胸要归给亚伦和他的子孙。你们要从平安祭中把右腿做举祭，奉给祭司。啊，亚伦子孙中献平安祭牲血和脂油的，要得在右腿为份，因为我从以色列人的平安祭中取了在摇祭的胸和举的腿，给祭司亚伦和他子孙做他们从以色列人中所得的份，永得的份。这段圣经我们特别注意两个点。
Let's take note two points in this passage.
就是当祭司到神面前去献平安祭的时候。
That is when priests went before the Lord to offer the peace offering.
平安祭有很多部分呢是烧焚烧献上给神的。
There are many parts of the peace offering would be burned to be offered to the Lord.
在这里有两样东西。
But two things here.
一个是摇祭的胸。
One is the breast of the wave offering.
还一个是举祭的腿。
The other is the right thigh of the heave offering.
那是给那些献祭的祭司所享受的。
Now these were given to the priests who came to offer the offerings for them to enjoy.
我想我们弟兄姊妹先大概有这么一个印象。
So brothers and sisters, let's just have this general idea of it.
那么今天呢，我们主要的来讲到大卫去攻打耶路撒冷的这一件事情。
Now today we share basically the very incident that David went to attack Jerusalem.
我们要知道耶路撒冷是神所拣选立为他名的居所的地方。
We know that Jerusalem is a place where God chose it for him to set his name in.
那么耶路撒冷或者锡安呢，也是大君王的京城。
Now, Jerusalem or Zion is also the city of the great king.
哦，所以耶路撒冷是代表神所要建立的国度和王权。
So Jerusalem represents the kingdom and the sovereignty that God has established.
也就是基督的王权和基督的国度所在之地。
That is the sovereignty authority of the kingdom of Christ.
但是那个时候呢，耶路撒冷是被耶布斯人所占据的。
But at that time, that Jerusalem was occupied by Jebusites.
所以大卫做王以后呢，他必须要把这个耶路撒冷呢攻下来。
So after David reigned, became king, he had to occupy this city.
那个攻打耶路撒冷是什么意思呢？
Now what does it mean to attack Jerusalem?
他那个属灵的意思啊，要进入大君王的京城。
That is, spiritually speaking, he had to enter into the great city of the great king.
好叫那个基督的国度和基督的王权能够被建立起来。
So that the sovereignty and the kingdom of this great Christ could be established.
那么这样呢，就让神的旨意啊，能够通行成全在这个地上。
And then in this way, God's will be done in this world.
我们晓得主耶稣教导门徒的那个祷告当中。
We know that the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus taught his disciples.
我想那个主道文大家都很熟啊。
And I believe we all know this Lord's Prayer very well.
主道文里面呢有两句非常重要的话。
And there are very important two verses in it.
就是说你们祷告要怎么说。
The Lord says that you should pray in this way. Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
下面呢。愿你的国度降临。
Next, thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你们这里祷告聚会是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know much about your prayer meetings.
我在很多地方啊，我们参加祷告聚会的时候。
But in many congregations, as we attended their prayer meetings,
弟兄姊妹啊，多半都是为着我们的需要来祷告。
Most brothers and sisters were praying for our very own needs.
今天某某弟兄、某某姊妹身体上有疾病，为他祷告。
Like some brother or sister is physically sick, so we pray for him or her.
某某弟兄、某某姊妹家里有什么难处、有什么需要，我们一同来祷告。
Or some brother or sister has problems and needs at home, and we also pray for these.
或者教会需要建立会所，我们来祷告。
Or our church needs a church building, then we pray over this.
或者我们要传福音，我们来祷告。
Or we will soon have a gospel outreach meeting, so then we.Desperately are praying over it.
当然这些祷告、啊、都是很需要的。
Yes, all these prayers are necessary.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到过要为着基督的国度的降临来祷告呢？
But brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of the coming of the kingdom of Christ?
有没有为着让基督的王权早日能够显明出来来祷告呢？
Have you ever prayed for the appearing of the sovereignty of the kingdom of Christ?
所以可以说神心中啊有一个非常的伤痛的感觉。
So in our God, in His heart, there is this heavy grieving.
今天我们这许多神的儿女啊在地上呢，我们祷告都是为了自己的需要来祷告。
Because all most of God's children on earth are praying for their own needs.
比较少有人为着神的国度的降临，为着神的旨意能够通行来祷告。
Seldom would one be praying for the appearing of the kingdom of God for God's will to be done on earth.
所以如果教会的祷告只是为了自己的需要，我们甚至个人祷告也只是为了自己需要的话。
So if our personal or even church's prayers are centering only on our personal needs,
那是不能够满足神的心意。
Then this will never satisfy our God's heart.
神的心意是要让他的国度能够早早降临。
God's heart is for His kingdom to appear soon.
那么感谢主，大卫呢，在这里给我们一个好的榜样。
And we thank the Lord that David here gave us such a wonderful example.
他一做王之后，就要来攻打耶路撒冷。
Once he became the king, he attacked Jerusalem.
就是为着要把神的国度，要把基督的王权能够带进来，来攻打，来征战。
In order to usher in the authority, the kingdom of Christ, that's why he took this war.
所以可以说大卫是一个体贴神心意的人。
So David is truly the one who goes after God's heart.
感谢主呢，无论在什么时候，无论在什么地方呢，也总是有一些弟兄姊妹像大卫一样，是关心神的心意。
We thank the Lord that there will always be people at any time, any place,who will be just like David are so concerned about God's heart.
也正是一些弟兄姊妹们在那里为着神的国度，为着基督的王权在那征战。
There will always be people for the, they are waging wars for the kingdom, for the sovereignty of the Christ.
那么这个意思呢，就是攻打耶路撒冷。
And this is what it means to attack Jerusalem.
但是啊，这里我们发生一个问题。
But here we have a problem.
就是当大卫要去攻打耶路撒冷的时候啊，也不是人说，你若不赶出瞎子跟瘸子的话呀，你必不能进去。
When David was about to attack Jerusalem, and the Jebusites said that if you cannot drive out all the blind and lame, you cannot come in.
这个耶布斯人啊，是迦南七族的那个七族人的当中的一族。
Jebusites.Were one tribe out of the seven tribes of the land of Canaan.
是当时是他在霸占那个地方。
Right at that time, they occupied this place.
不让神的子民进入。
They would not allow God's children to enter.
啊，所以呢，要让神的子民能够进到耶路撒冷去。
For God's children to enter Jerusalem.
我们看见了，有个基本上有两个拦阻。
So here we see basically there are two hindrances.
啊，这个一个是瞎子。
One is the blind,
一个是瘸子,
the other is the lame.
瞎子跟瘸子啊，就是神的国度和基督王权能够在地上建立的两个拦阻。
These are the two obstacles to God's kingdom and authority of Christ.
我们常常听见有弟兄姊妹会有这样的问题。
We often hear brothers and sisters having this kind of question.
为什么我信主了已经那么多年了？
Why is after I have believed in the Lord so many years?
我的属灵生命为什么始终不能够长进呢？
Still, my spiritual life doesn't grow.
为什么我老是不能够经历那个基督的那个主般的丰富呢？
Why is I can't experience the manifold abundance of Christ?
我听见有些弟兄姊妹交通，有些弟兄姊妹做见证。
I heard so many brothers and sisters sharing and giving testimonies.
哎呀，这些弟兄姊妹他们真是在主面前很蒙恩典
了。Oh, they're so greatly blessed by the Lord.
他们一交通起来呀，他们只是享受了这个在基督里面那个，那真是受天的丰富啊。
Once they share, you could understand that they truly have experienced all the heavenly abundance in Christ.
那为什么我就不能够像这些弟兄姊妹一样享受到基督的那荣耀丰富呢？
Then why is it I cannot be like them to enjoy all the glory and abundance of Christ?
那么因为为什么问题就是因为在我们身上有这个两重的拦阻。
The problem is that in us there are two obstacles.
是要进入基督的丰富。
In order to enter into the abundance of Christ, in order to experience the kingdom sovereignty of Christ.
那今天在我们身上呢，也需要把这个两个拦阻除去。
So we have to drive out these two hindrances from us.
就是要把瞎子赶出去。
That is to drive out the blind.
要把瘸子也赶出去。
To repel the lame.
我们先来讲讲什么叫瞎子啊。
Then let's now talk about what, who are the blind.
就说出一个人缺少属灵的启示。
A blind person is the one who lacks spiritual revelation.
或者说没有属灵的亮光。
Or to say they do not have the spiritual light.
他是活在一个属灵的黑暗里头。
He lives in spiritual darkness.
所以一个人啊，如果眼睛没有被神的光所照亮。
So if a person whose eyes are not enlightened by God's light.
没有看见神在我们身上那个荣耀和宝贵的心意。
And he cannot see the glorious and precious heart will that God has on us.
这样的人是没办法进入耶路撒冷来把基督的王权和国度带进来的。
This person can never enter into Jerusalem, can never usher in the kingdom and the sovereignty of Christ.
那么而我们今天的光景呢？
And take a look at our today's condition.
我们可以说，我们是天生来是一个瞎子。
We could say that we're naturally born blind.
就好像约翰福音里面第九章那个有一个瞎子啊，他生来是瞎眼的。
Just like the blind person in John 9, he was born blind.
什么叫做生来是瞎眼的呢
？What is the man who is born blind?
第一点
，First，
就是我们不认识神，也不认识神的事。
We do not know God, neither His matters.
所以我们这个人天生来啊，我们是摸不着关于神的一切事情和神的感觉的。
So, by nature, we cannot touch the things of God and anything about Him.
我们去跟一个人讲些神的事情来的时候
，When we talk to people about God's matters,
他会对你说神在哪里呀、
？And they would ask you, where is your God?
你说神爱我们，神爱我们，神在什么地方爱我们
？Well, you say God loves us. Where does He love us?
所以弟兄姊妹。不要说是外邦人了。
So brothers and sisters, not
连我们基督徒也常常有这样的说法。
Not to mention those non-believers, even among us, we have the same kind of thinking.
你们老是说神爱我们，主耶稣爱我们。
You always say God loves us, Jesus loves us.
我都不觉得什么地方神爱我们。
I can never feel where He actually loves me.
所以谈起神的事情来呀，你完全进不，你进没进入这个感觉，这个就是属灵的黑暗。
So when you talk about spiritual thing, this person can never enter into that field into
the
spiritual darkness.
第二呢
This is what is called to be a blind.
我们不认识基督的荣耀和丰富。
The second thing is you do not know the glory and abundance of Christ.
我们虽然信了主了
Although we have believed in the Lord.
我们也常常觉得信主嘛也不过如此而已。
But then often we feel, well, that's about it after we believe in the Lord.
虽然信了耶稣了。
So even though we believe in Jesus.
但我也不觉得耶稣有多么的宝贵。
But I don't feel the preciousness of Him.
每一次有弟兄姊妹祷告赞美起来。
Every time when we hear brothers and sisters praying and praising.
主耶稣啊，你真是千万人中的第一人啊。
And they would say, oh Lord Jesus, you are the fairest of 10,000.
你比美这还要更美。
You're fairer than the fair.
你比甜这还要更甜。
You're sweeter than the sweet.
我听弟兄姊妹祷告，好像这个主耶稣真是多么宝贵，多么荣耀的样子。
As you hear them praying, you feel this Lord Jesus is so precious, so glorious.
但是我怎么，这一直都不觉得 像你们那样的感觉到主的可爱。
But why is that I don't have the same feeling of the loveliness of our Lord?
所以别人讲起主耶稣来的时候，那么甜美，那么宝贵。
So when other people talk about the Lord Jesus being so sweet, so precious.
就像耶稣是跟我说，我感觉的，感觉与主耶稣啊，一天比一天更加亲近，更加宝贵，更加甘甜。
Just as the hymn says, day by day, I feel more intimate, more precious of our Lord.
你有这种感觉，为什么我就没有这种感觉呢？
Then you ask, why is I do not have the same feeling?
所以啊，不认识主耶稣基督的荣美，我们里面就缺少一个渴慕的心。
Because we do not know the glory of Lord Jesus, so we lack this pursuing heart.
这样讲到我们属灵的黑暗。
This also speaks of our spiritual darkness.
就说出我们的眼睛是瞎的。
It speaks of the fact that our eyes are blind.
第三点呢？
Now, third point is,
不认识神在我们身上所定下的心意。
That we do not understand the will that God has in us.
我们呢，以为我们人的一生呢，就是这样子。
We feel this is pretty much about all our life.
年轻的时候读读书。
When we are young, we have to study.
那么读完书了之后呢，找一个好的工作。
And after that, we find a good job.
那么就是能够一个好的工作呢，有优厚的收入。
Maybe we would end up with a very good salary.
那我们将我们的生活呢过得舒服一点。
So we would have a very affluent life.
我们就为了这些忙忙碌碌，忙忙碌碌。
So we busy ourselves daily.Around all these.
等到我们事业有基础。
After our career is well established.
都好像有一些成就之后。
After all areas of our life are well established. Then we're old.
身体也差，也不行了。
And our health is decaying.
那么就准备做什么？
Then what do we wait now?
我先不要讲了
I don't have to speak it out.
我们以为呢，我们人生就是这样子。
So we think, but well, that's about it. This is what our life is.
所以我们有没有想到过神？在我们身上有个荣耀的心意的。
Now have we ever thought of the fact that the Lord has such a glorious heart, will in us?
神拯救我们之后，在我们是一个伟大的目的的。
There is a greater goal for God to save us.
并不是叫我们读读书、做做事情、赚赚钱，生活上享受享受。
It's not just for us to study, to get a job, to enjoy our lives.
这样的话，短短几十年一下子过去了，你这个人生变成空的了。
If it's so, the life is just scores of years. After that, your life is simply empty.
我们的神正是给我们预备了一个荣耀的产业。
Instead, God has prepared for us this such glorious inheritance.
神是准备了，说是这个属天的丰富作为我们的产业的。
He has prepared for us this heavenly abundance as our inheritance.
是我们这帮人啊，我们是蒙神所召，要来得着神摆在我们前面那无限的丰富了。
We are the people who are called by God to reach forward to gain this infinite abundance of His inheritance.
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
Just as the hymn says, we just sang.
向前直奔西安啊。
Marching forward toward Zion.
美丽与美丽的圣城啊。
The beautiful, beautiful city of Zion.
我们的心向前直往。
Let our hearts simply move forward.
这个就是一般眼睛被开起来的人。
These are the people whose eyes have been opened.
看见神的荣耀丰富摆在我们的面前。
They have actually seen the glory, the abundance of God being placed before us.
但今天好多人呢，还没有看见这件事情。
But today there's so many people who haven't seen this.
所以我们就在地上就糊里糊涂的过日子。
That's why we simply meddle through our life.
是没有看见神在我们身上所定下的旨意和目的。
This is all because we do not see God's will and God's design for us while we're on earth.
我们是瞎眼。
And this proves the fact that we are blind.
所以我们在主面祷告呢。
So when we pray before the Lord,
我们要求主把这个黑暗给我们赶出出去。
We have to pray that He would drive out this darkness before us.
求主要把我们里面那个瞎眼的地方呢就打开。
Pray to the Lord that He would open up the place where we're blind about.
来为我们祷告。
And also Paul prayed for us on this very specific matter.
我在父神面前屈膝。
Paul says, I bow my knees before God the Father.
求父神啊，把那个智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
So that He would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart.
让我们正知道主耶稣。
For the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
并知道他在我们身上的恩召与何等的指望。
And also, for us to know what is the hope of our Lord Jesus about His calling.
保罗这个祷告啊，就是为我们开眼睛的祷告。
Now, Paul's prayer is the prayer that praised God to open our eyes.
好，那我们有一个属灵的黑暗，我们是一般属灵的瞎眼的人。
So we have this spiritual darkness. We are spiritually blind.
现在呢，我们就要怎样想办法，怎样能够把这个瞎子赶逐出去呢
？So now, how can we drive out the blind?
我们来想到约翰福音第九章的故事。
Then we recall the story recorded in John 9.
那天主耶稣看见这个生来是瞎眼的人的时候。
On that day when the Lord saw the blind, who was born blind.
主耶稣怎么开启他的眼睛呢
？How did our Lord open up his eyes?
我想约翰福音第九章大家都很熟悉。
I think you know this chapter very well.
也是很奇妙的一个经历。
It's such a wonderful experience.
哎，主耶稣啊，吐唾沫在地上。
So the Lord spat on the ground.
然后呢，用唾沫和泥就抹在这个瞎子的眼睛上。
And he made clay of spittle to anoint it on the blind's eyes.
然后他到这个瞎子啊，就到西罗亚池子里去一洗。
And then the blind person went to Shiloh and to wash.
这个瞎眼的人呢，他眼睛就突然就看见了。
And all of a sudden, the blind person could see.
弟兄姊妹，这就讲了主今天要在我们身上所做的工作。
Brother and sister, this is exactly what the Lord wants to do in us today.
主所做的主要一件事情，吐唾沫在地上。
What he did is spat on the ground.
你想唾沫呢？主吐唾沫就是唾沫，代表主的口中的东西。
This means the thing from the Lord's mouth, the saliva.
你想想看啊，这我们人呢，我们口里面除了我们的唾沫之外，我们的口中还有什么
？Think of this. What do you have in your mouth besides the saliva?
从口中出来不是唾沫，还有什么
？What else do we have that comes out of the mouth?
你们想想还有什么？人吐口中出来有唾沫，还有呢？
Besides the saliva, what else that comes out of from our mouth?
这想不出来。
Can't think of any.
你口中常常出来什么东西啊？话。
Word.
所以这里是一种象征的说法了。
So this is really a figure of speech.
从主耶稣口中出来的唾沫。
Now the spittle that come out of our Lord.
它就是象征主耶稣的话。
It represents the word of the Lord.
当主耶稣的话就临到我们这个受徒的人。
So when the Lord's word came upon us who are earthly.
它就把光照亮了我们里面的黑暗。
It shine forth all the light and repel all the darkness.
是当主的话来运行在我们的里头啊。
And when the word of the Lord moves in us.
是这个主的话很重要。
That's why the Lord's word is very important.
这个主的话怎么能够开启我们的眼睛呢
？How can the Lord's word open our eyes?
所以主要是圣经里面说，这个唾沫和泥巴，这个和字很重要。
That's why the Bible says that he made clay of the spittle.
就要把这个唾沫啊和在泥巴的里头。
So you put this his saliva into the ground.
别忘今天我们这里读了神的话。
So brothers and sisters, today we read God's word.
我们听见了神的话。
We hear His word.
你要知道，你听了神的话之后啊，你不要就让他这个听见了，这里就出去了。
So be aware that do not let God's word let you hear God's word and simply goes out from the other ear.
你要让主的话呀，借着圣灵在你的里头做调和的工作。
Let the Holy Spirit work in you, doing all the combining work.
比方当你听见，你来读诗篇十六篇。
For example, if you read Psalm 16.
啊，大卫就说。我们的好处不在你之外。
David said, apart from you, my good things are nothing.
神说，量给我的产业，坐落在佳美之处。
My inheritance falls in pleasant place.
哦，我的地界实在是何等的美好。
Oh, how pleasant is my lot.
那么你这个读过了之后啊，你不要以为什么，好的，读过了就算。
Well, you should not read it, and then that's it.
你要让圣灵呢，在你里边呢，一直做调和的工作，在调和。
Let the Holy Spirit continue to do the mixing work.
大卫说：“主，我的好处不在你之外。”
David says, "Lord, my good things apart from you, my good things are nothing."
圣灵就说：“你的好处是不是不在主之外呀？”
Then the Holy Spirit would ask you, "Is it that all your good things?" Are nothing apart from him.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，我的好处太多了。
And you will say, "Oh Lord Jesus, I have so many good things."
我喜欢看篮球。
I would like to watch basketball games.
这个去这个做生意。
I love to do my own business.
我喜欢做这个事情那个事情。
I like to do this and that.
这个大卫说，我的好处不在你之外。
And David says, apart from you, my good things are nothing.
哎呀，主耶稣啊。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
但愿我也能够像大卫一样。
May we be like David also.
看见你是神所赐给我们最好的产业。
So that I could actually see you are the very best inheritance God gave us.
你所娘给我的地界做了在佳美之处。
My inheritance falls in pleasant places.
我们常常呢埋怨神娘给我们的是。
We often complain about the things that God has given us.
我看看神啊，给李弟兄啊，神给他安排的环境都好啊。
As I look at Brother Lee and I say, Oh God, you have arranged so many wonderful things for him.
神给朱弟兄啊，他都好啊。
Oh Brother Chu, you've given him so many good things.
哎呀，我就神这是不公平哦。
And God, you're not fair.
神给别人都是很好的。
You've given all the good things to others.
因为他们的儿子也很听话。
Their sons are obedient.
他们都上了很好的学校。
They all go to wonderful colleges.
他们的身体很健康。
They're healthy.
他们的事业很顺利。
They have wonderful careers.
哎呀，可惜我呢。
But what about me?
就好像样样都不如别人。
Oh, I seem to fall short.
哎呀，所以一看呢，我觉
得 on every account,
神所量给我的是最糟糕、最糟糕的。
As I look at my own thing, I say, Oh Lord, what you've given to me is so bad.
我总是觉得自己所有的呢，没有别人那么好。
We always feel that what I have is not as good as others.
那么主的话那天你读到诗篇十六篇了，主的话在里面运行了。
But as you read Psalm 16, God's word is moving in you.
你是不知道神所量给你的是最好的。
Do you know that what the Lord has measured out to you is the very best?
有一天呢，主开启我的眼睛的时候。
One day when the Lord opens up my eyes.
是的，你量给我的太太呀，是世界上最好的一个太太。
So I say, Lord, thank you that my wife you've given to me is the best wife in the world.
哎呀，我给她正式了造就我，叫我得到益处的。
You've given her to me so that I could actually gain goodness.
我们就常常说别人某某人太太多好多好多好。
We often complain that so and so's wife is so wonderful.
就是我的太太那么凶。
It's just my wife is so feisty.
就是我的太太常常跟我作对，过不去。
She always is at odds with me.
到有一天呢，主开我的眼睛的时候，哎。感谢赞美主，主是良给我是最好最好的。
But one day until the Lord opens up my eyes, I simply praise thank him that he has given me the best children, best wife.
主说良给我的弟兄姊妹啊都是最好的。
And also the brothers and sisters God has given to us around us.
我们常常看见教会里这个弟兄姊妹不好，那个弟兄姊妹不好。
We often complain this brother or that sister is so terrible.
等到主开启我眼睛之后啊。
But when God opens up my eyes.
你知道吧，在旁边啊，常常给你难为的弟兄姊妹都是神所打发来造就你的。
Do you know that the brothers and sisters who often give you headaches around you are actually sent by God to benefit you, to
perfect you?
Don't you think that brother
is
always against you when whatever you want to do, he has something negative to say. He's the very one sent especially by God to perfect you. Because you especially needs a brother or sister like this to edify you. So you could be conformed to the glorious image of the Lord Jesus sooner. So when the Lord's word enlightens our eyes, we praise and thank the Lord.
一些配搭的这个弟兄姊妹，那真是特别好，特别好。
Then I feel all the brothers and sisters who work together with me are so wonderful.
是神精心设计过的。
All these brothers and sisters are carefully designed by God.
神用他的智慧所安排、所量给我的。
By His wisdom, according to His design, God has set up all these people.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看神的话进来，圣灵一调和了，你里面的眼睛被开启了。
So when God's word enters into your heart, being combined by the Holy Spirit, then your eyes are open.
你的眼睛如果没有被开起来，
so if your eyes are not open,
没有让主的话照亮在你的里头，
and if God's word hasn't shined in you,
你老是在埋怨的，
you continue to complain.
对这件事情不满意，
you're not satisfied with this.
那件事不满意，
neither are you with others.
好像天下我这最倒霉一样。
It seems that in the whole world, I'm the lousiest person.
你想想，你这样的情形，你怎么能够进到耶路撒冷去享受基督的荣耀、权柄、丰富呢？
If you are like this, how can you enter into Jerusalem to enjoy all the abundance and fullness of Jerusalem?
所以啊，我们要有主的话。
So we need to have God's word.
光读主的话还不够。
But it's not enough to have God's word only.
把这个话呀，去调和在我们这个受徒的人里头。
We also need Holy Spirit to combine His word in our earthly being.
圣灵这么一调和了之后啊，哎，一没在我们黑暗的地方。
When He combined God's word, when He anointed
around
our darkness, then the light simply shines.
哦，原来是这么好的。
Then we realize, oh, it's so wonderful.
哎呀，主耶稣，你说量给我地界，正是做了人佳美之处啊。
Oh, then we say, oh, Lord Jesus, the land you have measured out for us actually falls into a pleasant place.
所以你的眼睛就被开启了。
So your eyes are opened up.
所以眼睛开启了之后呢，第一件事情呢，就知道我们是谁了。
So once your eyes are opened up, you know who you are.
你知道我们是谁吗？
Do you know who we are?
我们是大君王的儿女。
We are the children of the great king.
我们是属天君王的儿女。
We are the children of the heavenly king.
多么珍贵。
How
noble. 多么荣耀。
How glorious.
我们的身份是多么的奇特。
How unique our status is.
我们是被称为神奇特的子民的。
We are called the unique people of God.
我们要知道神在我们身上那个招我们的目的了。
We have to know the purpose of God's calling us.
原来我们在地上并不是马马虎虎一生的。
Now we know we should not just meddle through our lives.
原来神把我们从这个世界里面选召出来。
Now we know that God has chosen us out of this world.
要我们和众圣徒一同去得着神在基督里赐给我们属天的。
He wants us to gain together with all the saints this inheritance in Christ Jesus which He has given us. Just like He led Israelites out of Egypt. He wants to lead us into the land flowing with milk and honey. So we are not Egyptians.
We are
not those people who made the two storehouses. We're not those people who work on mortars and clay. Instead, we have this God's glorious calling.
要我们向着西安一直往前奔。
So that we should press on toward the Zion.
就知道了神在我们上召我们的目的了。
We have to know the purpose that God has called us.
第三点呢。
Now the third point is.
我们眼睛被开起来，也知道主的道路。
Afterward, our eyes are opened up and we know the Lord's way.
我们要往向西安奔跑啊，这条道路是怎么走的。
And we also have to know how we should walk in the way towards Zion.
从埃及出来往迦南地区的时候。
When Israelites came out of Egypt, going toward the land of Canaan.
圣经里面说啊，腓力斯的道路虽近，神却不带他们走。
The Bible says, although the way of Philistines is near, but God does not lead them in that way.
腓力斯的道路就代表这个世界的道路。
The way of the Philistine is the way of this world.
这个世界的道路啊，都是很方便。
The way of this world is quite convenient.
就说近路了。
As a shortcut.
啊，我以前也常常喜欢走近路。
I used to like to take shortcuts.
比方要，假设比方从这个车站的这边到那边。常常过玉台，我就常常不想过玉台，就这个从铁路那走过去就走近一点。
If like I want to go from the platform, this side of platform to the other platform, I often took the shortcut simply cross the tracks.
世界上的人呢，就走路都是很方便，都是选捷径的。
So today's people usually take the shortcut, the easy way.
要得荣耀，要怎么样得荣耀啊？
How can we gain glory?
我们就想多赚一点钱呢、啊，有钱了之后啊，有人说，你只要钱多了，人人都看得起你。
Well, we just make more money. Once you have money, money talks. Everybody would esteem you.、
啊、你可以多花钱去选一个议员，或者选一个什么长。
Then you can spend all your money to elect one mayor or any kind of office.
那保险许多人都来拥护你，都来跟随你。
And I can guarantee you that so many people would come to follow you.
所以人为了达到这个目的呢，不惜用任何的手段。
In order to achieve this goal, people just do
用最大的诡诈、最大的欺骗呢、啊，来取得这些东西。
People just do whatever they can by all the cunning, by all the schemes.
世界的人呢、啊，他就是都是要都是抄捷径的，做近路的。
So this world simply likes to take shortcuts.
就是我高兴怎么做我就怎么做。
I like to do whatever it pleases me.
那现在神带领我们走的道路呢？
But the way that the Lord leads us,
他腓力斯的道路你不能走。
God says the way of the Philistine do not go.
神带领这些神的百姓啊，
这旷野红海的路。
Instead, he led the Israelites through the way of wilderness, through the way of Red Sea.
那就要经过一条撕裂，经过许多艰难的道路。
This is the way that they would encounter many heartaches and trials. 旷野的道路啊，
就讲神在我们身上要做倒空的工作。
The way wilderness speaks of the fact that God will do the emptying work in us.
把我们这个人自己里面那许多的肉体，那许多虚虚东西啊，通通都要把它倒空。
God will empty out all the flesh, all the evil desires.
实际道路也可以说十字架。在我们身上做倒空的工作。
That all to say that is the cross is doing the emptying work in us.
当我们眼睛没有开启的时候。
But when our eyes are not opened up.
我们就常常发怨言。
We often complain.
为什么我这么倒霉
？Why is this I'm so miserable？
啊，我信了主了之后，那个难处比以前更多了。
Why is I'm in such a bad luck after I believe in the Lord？ I have more problems.
这个不顺利。
Everything seems to be at odd with me.
我们不晓得神真是把我们摆在跟随主的这个十字架的路上。
We do not know the Lord actually has placed us on the way of the cross to follow Him.
要叫我们经过我们天然生命被置于死地。
God wants us to put our natural life to death.
然后就进入主的荣耀。
And then we will enter into His glory.
所以以往前面继续说弟兄姊妹常常给我们讲很宝贵的两句话呀。
So the brothers in the past often encourage us with this two words.
从苦难而达到荣耀。
That is through suffering into glory.
经过十架而达到宝座。
Through the cross to the throne.
我想很简单的一个比方。
Now let me give you a very easy example.
你看这个毛毛虫啊很丑陋的。
You know, you see the caterpillar is so ugly.
而蝴蝶呢就非常的荣耀。
And the butterfly is so glorious.
这个毛毛虫啊，它只能够在地上爬来爬去爬的。
Caterpillars only crawl on the ground.
它从来不可能到这个空中来飞翔。
They will never be able to fly in the mid-air.
但是毛毛虫啊，这是神在创造的时候就定规了一条生命的律。
But there is this law of life which God has designed in caterpillars.
这个毛毛虫到了冬天之后啊
，In the winter time，
它就结一个茧。
It will become into the cocoon,
经过冬眠
and they would hibernate.
这个毛毛虫就死在里面
and the caterpillar actually died.
哎，但是呢，经过死啊，它又复活了
But after the death, the caterpillars actually resurrect.
经过一个冬季啊，一段时间的死亡之后啊
after a period of time of death,
到了春天呢、啊，哎
，in springtime,
它那个蛹啊，在里面就发动起来了
and the life actually is working inside.
就把那个茧啊，就弄出一个口。
And it will break out from that encircling round shaped thing.
那么这个里面那个蛹已经变成一个飞蛾了。
And then the
飞蛾了，也像蝴蝶一样。
And the baby butterfly came into form.
那么它就从这个洞里啊，就钻出来。
And it would force its way out of it.
你要知道啊，当这个飞蛾在这个茧里那个茧口要出来的时候啊，那个挣扎的很痛苦的。
When the baby butterfly flies trying to come out of the thing, it's very painful experience.
因为那个口很小。
Because the shell is very little.
所以它的身体要钻出来是，所以说非常辛苦，非常辛苦。
So it takes a lot of work for this baby butterfly to actually.Being able to come out of it.
有一个小孩子看见了。
A boy sees this.
他说这个蝴蝶在里面、哦、要从这个茧里面出来呀、啊，那么困难，那么困难。
And the boy says it's so hard for the baby butterfly to come out.
我来给他帮一个忙吧。
Let me give it a hand.
他就拿一把剪刀。
So he just used a pair of scissors.
把这个茧的口啊就剪得大一点。
He simply cut wider the opening.
这蝴蝶就很容易就跑出来了。
So.This baby butterfly could just simply come out easily.
它不需要多少挣扎，它就出来了。
It didn't take much effort to come out.
但是出来好不好呢
？But is it good for it?
这个出来的蝴蝶啊就不会飞。
Then this butterfly could not fly.
它两个翅膀啊没有力量。
Its two wings are very weak.
所以你看，哎，你这个蝴蝶就出来了，为什么不飞呢
？And you see, well, it came out alright already.
因为它没有经过
didn't fly.
在那个洞口那个辛苦的挣扎呀、啊，它这个翅膀就没有力量。
Because it skipped the painful experience of struggling coming out of it, so its wings were very weak.
所以你好心好意以为是帮助他了。
So with all your good heart, you were trying to help it.
哪里知道你是实实足足的害了他。
Little did you know you actually do it a great damage.
因为神的创造的一个定轨啊，就是这个蝴蝶必须要经过这些苦难了之后啊，它才能够有一个翅膀，才能够强壮，可以在飞翔在天空之中。
Because it is according to God's law that butterflies have to go through all these painful experiences for the butterfly to have strong wings to fly.
你这个好心好意帮忙，叫它不要受苦，结果呢？出来是出来了，它就变成一个软弱的动物啊，就不会飞行。
With all your goodwill, trying to give the butterfly a lift, but it turns out that the butterfly could not fly, became very weak.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know it?
这个就是主耶稣讲到，若不经过十字架，就不能够达到荣耀。
This is what the Lord Jesus says, without the cross, you cannot reach glory.
你今天可以用尽自己的办法，找世界上的办法，我不要走那么苦难的东西。
Today you can use all your means trying to escape all the difficulties and sufferings.
哎呀，我今天在世界上快快乐乐、舒舒服的过日子。
I want to live a very easy, happy life in this world.
何必许多度啊？还要祷告啊？还要读圣经啊？还要追求啊？还要受代价？何必那么苦干什么
？Why do I bother paying a price, pursuing the Lord, studying and praying? What for?
所以你把你的洞口啊就剪得很大。
So you make the opening wide for yourself.
但是你容易是容易。
Although it becomes easier for you.
结果你永远不能够飞翔。
Then you will never fly in the end.
你虽然好像一个蝴蝶的样子。
You have the form of a butterfly.
结果你两个翅膀就贴在地面上啊，就不能够往空中飞行。
But your two wings cling to the ground. You cannot fly.
基督徒若不是肯做十字的道路。
Christians, if you're not willing to take on the way of the cross,
你的属灵的翅膀一直是长不健壮。
Your spiritual wings are always weak.
你绝不可能在空中飞翔，享受到在天上那一种甘甜的味道。
You'll never be able to fly in air, enjoying all the sweet flying experiences.
那么这些呢，必须要圣灵开启我们眼睛。
Now all this, we need the Holy Spirit to enlighten our eyes.
叫我们看见神的道路。
So we can actually see God's way.
好，我们甘心愿意走神的道路了。
Now we thank the Lord. We're now willing to take on His way.
那么这样呢，就把瞎子赶出出去了。
Now we drive out the blind.
你看看那个主耶稣不是有一次到耶利哥，在耶利哥的路旁碰见一个瞎子吗
？Do you recall that one day by the roadside of Jericho, our Lord saw a blind person.
坐在耶利哥路旁那个瞎子啊，是讨饭。
He was a beggar sitting on the street of Jericho.
那么他那天听见耶稣来了。
On that day, he heard Jesus is coming.
他们就叫大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
Son of David, he cried out, "Have mercy on me."
主耶稣说：“你们要做什么
？”Lord Jesus asked, "What do you want?"
主啊，我要那个看见。
And they said, "Lord, we want to see."
当主耶稣开启他们眼睛之后
，Now when the Lord opened up their eyes,
那就坐在耶路撒冷旁的瞎子啊，那就开始就起来跟着耶稣。往前走了。
And those blind people rose up and followed Lord Jesus.
啊，所以呢，我们眼睛被开启了之后啊，我们就会跟随耶稣往前走主的路。
Likewise, when our eyes are opened up, we will follow the Lord to press on.
这样就把瞎子赶出去了。
So now we've driven out of the blind.
你看耶利哥的瞎子看不见了。
So you do not see the blind in the Jerusalem.
现在是一个明亮的人在跟随耶稣。
Now you have the people with bright eyes to follow him.
你看多好啊
！Isn't that wonderful?
好，我们现在看，我们来看瘸子。
Now let's take a look at the crippled.
什么是瘸子呢
？What are the lame?
瘸子就是缺少行动的能力。
The lame are those who lack of the ability to walk.
换句话说，是能说不能够行。
To put it another way, as for those people who can talk but cannot actually carry out.
今天在基督的身上难处啊，就是这两个。
Today in our Christians' life, these are the two problems.
一个是属灵的瞎眼，看不认识属灵的事。
One is a spiritual blindness; we cannot see spiritual matters.
第二个是瘸腿。
The second thing is the lame.
瘸腿就是有了属灵的知识。
That is, you have all the spiritual knowledge.
也许这个基督徒已经做了五年了，做了十年了，做了二十年了。
Maybe you have become a Christian 5, 10, or 20 years.
很多道理都听过了。
You've heard all the spiritual knowledge.
懂也很懂了。
And you seem to understand it all.
还能够讲给别人听。
You can even share it with others.
但是呢，事实道理很多。
Although you have all the spiritual knowledge.
可是呢，两个腿是缺的，不能够行动。
But it's quite a shame. You're just like the lame. You cannot walk.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我们的光景是不是这样？
Our brothers and sisters, isn't that our condition?
所以我常常觉得今天我们这帮基督徒啊，就是这个样子。
And I often feel that we Christians today are exactly like this.
我们就是知道的道理，属灵的知识多。
We know all the spiritual knowledge and doctrines.
可是我们两个腿呢很软弱，是不能够走动的。
But our two legs are wobbly. We cannot walk.
所以呢，若不把这个瘸子赶出出去的话，我们不能够进耶路撒冷。
So if you do not drive out the blind and the crippled, you cannot enter Jerusalem.
那么问题呢，都在我们两个腿上。
So now the problem is in our two legs.
我们这两条腿不能够走路，很软弱，怎么能够健壮起来呢？
Now our two legs are wobbly, are weak. How can we build them up?
所以我们需要有一条路，能够知道怎样叫我们两个腿健壮，可以起来行动。
We need to find out the way by which our two legs are becoming strong.
我们刚才读到利未记啊，主给我们一个拯救。
Now, in the passage of Leviticus, we see that the Lord has given us this salvation.
这个利未记说啊，当一个祭司到耶和华神面前去献祭的时候，
Leviticus tells us that when a priest comes to the Lord to offer sacrifices,
那个平安祭的那个胸和那个腿，那个右腿，留下来给祭司享受的。
The breast and the right thigh of the peace offering are reserved for the priest to enjoy.
这个胸呢，在神面前摇一摇，做摇祭的。
Now you would wave this breast before the Lord as the wave offering.
胸是代表我们的爱情。
Breast represents our love.
所以这个摇祭的胸啊，就代表主耶稣复活的爱情。
This breast of wave offering is the Lord's resurrected love.
就当我们到神面前去侍奉神和神交通的时候啊，能够享受主耶稣基督那个复活的爱，来叫我们里边得到满足。
When we come to serve and worship Him, we're able to enjoy the Lord Jesus' resurrected love, so we are satisfied.
还有呢，是一条腿。
And also this right thigh.
这条腿啊，要把它举起来。
You have to lift up the right thigh.
在神面前做举祭。
Before God is called heave offering.
所以这条腿叫做举祭的腿。
This is a thigh of the heave offering.
啊，腿就代表能力，是不是啊？
The thigh represents strength, isn't it?
现在我们的腿有毛病，我们的腿软弱，不能够行动。
Now our legs have problems; they are weak. We cannot walk.
但是一个祭司到神面前去和神交通了之后啊
，But when a priest comes before God and has fellowship with Him,
就神就留给他一个举祭的腿。
And God would leave this heave offering.
所以这个举祭的腿啊，举祭就代表基督升天的权能。
So this right thigh of the heave offering.Represents the power of God's ascension.
我们的主耶稣基督已经从死里复活，升到高天之上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has come from the dead, has ascended on high.
神用他的右手把主耶稣基督高举起来。
God has exalted Lord Jesus with His right arm.
在他的宝座上面。
He has now has now sat on the throne.
所以这位升天的基督，他的大能啊，就是举起的腿。
So the power of this ascended Christ is the thigh of the heave offering.
这个意思，那个享受这个举祭的腿啊，就是讲到神把基督那个升天基督的全能就赐给我们。
So for the priest to enjoy the right thigh of the heave offering speaks the fact that God has given us this ability to enjoy the power of Jesus ascending.
因为我们自己软弱，我们没办法行动。
Although we are weak, we cannot walk.
是神要教我们呢，借着和神之间的交通呢，来经历主耶稣那个升天的全能。
But through the fellowship with God, we will experience the power of God's ascension.
圣经里面有一段非常美丽的故事。
Now, in the Bible, there is such a beautiful story.
就主耶稣复活升天之后。
That is after Jesus was resurrected.
那天，彼得和约翰他们两个人呢，到圣殿去祷告。
On that day, Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
那么到门门口呢，就看见一个瘸腿的人在那里。
When they came to the gate called Beautiful, they saw a crippled person.
这个瘸腿的人呢，就是那个讨饭。
He was a beggar.
就向彼得、约翰呢，要开口向他们求咒祭。
He was about to open his mouth to ask for some alms.
你们知道彼得他说什么话是不是？
Do you know what Peter said?
彼得说：“你看我们。”
look at us.
金银我都没有。
Gold and silver have I not.
我把我所有的给你。
But I give you what I have.
他有什么？
What does he have?
我有耶稣基督的名字。
He has the name of Jesus Christ
in Nazarene. 我拿撒勒耶稣基督的名字叫你起来行走。
So in the name of Jesus, the Nazarene, walk.
你知道彼得一说这句话，什么事情发生了？
You know what happened right after he said this?
这个瘸腿的人啊，立刻就健壮起来了。
The lamb became strong.
好，他能够就走着、跳着、赞美神了。
So he walked, he leapt, he praised God.
他一个从前是坐在那里瘫痪的，不能够行动的。
Before he was crippled, he sat down, couldn't walk.
这个彼得把主耶稣基督的名字给他。
But after Peter gave him the name of the Lord Jesus,
他就立刻健壮起来了。
Right away he became strong.
能够走着。
He was able to walk.
跳着。
He was able to leap.
赞美神。
He was able to praise God.
就和他们一同进到圣殿里面。
And together they went into the temple.
这个就叫做升天基督的全能。
This is called the power of the ascending Jesus.
那一天彼得把基督升天全能就给了这个瘸腿的人。
On that day, Peter gave this lamb this power of ascending Christ.
当一个人接触到基督的升天基督的全能之后啊。
Once a person comes into contact with the power of Jesus Christ's ascension.
他那个瘸的腿，那个软弱的腿啊，立刻就强壮起来。
His wobbly legs become strong.
能够走着跳着赞美神了。
He's able to walk, to leap, and praise God.
这几个美门客还有没有瘸子啊？
Are there more lame people at the beautiful gate?
没有了，是不是啊？
None.
哎，这个瘸腿的被赶出去了。
So now the lamb is driven out.
现在是一个健壮的人在那跟彼得、约翰他们一同走路了。
Now you see the strong person walking together with Peter and John. The lamb disappeared.
就把瘸子就赶出去了。
They have driven out the lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
怎么样赶出瘸子的秘诀？
Now he gives us a secret to drive out the lamb.
要被赶逐出去第一件事情。
First.To do so is
就需要心里面恨恶瘸子跟瞎子。
Is that in your heart you have to hate the blind and the lame?
所以大卫啊，这个圣经说，大卫心里面呢，他我心里恨恶这个瘸子跟瞎子。
So the passage tells us that in my soul, David says that I hate the blind and the lame.
你要攻打耶路撒冷，要把瘸子瞎子赶出去。
You want to attack Jerusalem. You want to drive out the blind and the lame.
你要赶出去这些瘸子跟瞎子的。第一件事情，你心里面要恨恶。
To do so, the very first thing is that in your soul, you have to hate them.
那就是说，我们心里面呢，要有一个心愿。
That is in our heart, we have to have this longing.
我不愿意这个瞎眼，这种瘸腿的光景还留在这个地方。
I do not want to linger in this.The condition of being blind and being lame.
你先要恨这些东西。
You have to hate these verse.
你假是原谅，你不恨的话。
If you do not hate it,
那这个瘸子下次一直在这里。
Then the blind, the lame will continue.
你假是不恨，你一直原谅自己。
If you continue to excuse yourself,
哎呀，大家都是这样的啦。
Well, isn't so with everybody else?
不光是我一个人是瘸腿的。
It's not just I am the lame.
你个别的基督徒，他比我信主信的早，还不是这样子吗？
Other Christians who believe in the Lord long before me, they are lame too.
好像你这个走不动，很情有可原的哦。
It seems that you're so excuse.
一直都有体谅自己。
You continue to be sympathetic to yourself.
你这样体谅自己啊，你永远赶不出去了。
With this sympathy, you will never be able to drive out.
头一件事，你心里面恨恶。
So the foremost thing is that you have to, in your soul, you have to hate them.
我不愿意再留在这种瘸腿的光景里面了。
Lord, I do not want to stay in this kind of condition.
求你帮助我，把这个瘸子给我赶出去。
Oh Lord, help me.Repel all this lame, all the blind.
这是第一个情形啊，第一个就是第一个秘诀，要心里恨恶瞎眼和瘸腿的光景。
This is the first secret that in your soul you have to hate the blind and the lame.
第二件事情呢
？Now the second thing.
要亲近神，要多和神有交通。
You have to draw near to God to have more fellowship with Him.
因为这个瘸子的腿啊，是祭司去献祭的时候才能够享受到。
Because the priest can only enjoy the right thigh of the heave offering when comes.To offer,
代表我们和神之间的交通
which represents the fellowship between God and us.
你如果不去和神常有交通的话，你怎么能够享受到这个举祭的腿呢？
If you do not have this intimate fellowship with the Lord often, how could you enjoy this?
这彼得为什么那一天他们彼得跟约翰能够 拜拿撒奉耶稣拿撒勒耶稣的名呢叫这个瘸腿起来行走呢
Why is Peter and John on that day is able to call the lamb to walk in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene
你看彼得跟约翰啊他们是那一天呢真是去圣殿里面祷告
Because on that day Peter and John were about to enter into the temple to pray
也就是到神面前去和神交通的
That is to fellowship with him in his presence
大卫曾经讲过一句话吗
And do you recall David once said this
有一件事我曾经寻求
One thing that I desire
我现在还正在寻求
And that I seek
就是让我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中
Is that all my life I'll dwell in the house of God
来瞻仰他的荣美
To behold his beauty
弟兄姊妹这就是我们渴慕来到神面前享受神
Our brothers and sisters This is what we desire so much To come before him to enjoy him
当我们像大卫一样有这样一个渴慕的心愿
If we are like David Having this kind of longing
我一生一世羡慕的就是住在耶和华的殿中
All my life I desire one thing To dwell in the house of God To behold his beauty In this way when we come before God When we often have this intimate fellowship with him
就会把举祭的腿给你
The Holy Spirit will give the right thigh of the heave offering. And the power of Christ's ascension will appear in you. Now, this is the second secret. The third secret is you have to enjoy to draw the power of ascended Christ.
那么彼得跟约翰呢，他们是亲身经历过这个亲身走过这条路的。
Peter and John, they themselves have gone through this.
这个彼得这个人呢，原先呢，其实也比我们高明不了多少。
Peter originally was much smarter or better than we.
他也是从软弱当中走过来的。
He himself walked through his weakness.
我们大家都知道彼得的故事。
We all know his story.
彼得这个人呢，他也很有心愿。
Peter had all this heart.
他愿意为主舍命。
To die for the Lord.
主耶稣说啊，彼得啊，对门徒说，今夜就是那个撒旦要杀你们，你们众人都要跌倒啊。
Jesus said to them that today the Satan wants to sift you, all of you will fall.
因为人子要被交给祭司长、文士长老，受许多的苦，并且要被杀，直到第三天从死里复活。
Because the Son of Man will be handed over to the elders, to the scribes, and suffer many things, but the third day will rise. But what does Peter say?
比如主啊
Lord
你无论到哪里去我都要跟随你的
Wherever you go I will follow you
你就死我都要跟随你的
Even to die I will follow you
都会跌倒我是永远不会跌倒
All my fault I will never stumble
你看彼得的心愿强不强啊
You see how strong Peter's heart was
心愿很强是不是
He has such a strong desire Did he make it?
好到那一天
On that day
主耶稣被犹大卖掉了
When Jesus was betrayed by Judas,
被抓到那个大祭司院子里面时候审问。
When he was arrested and brought into the courtyard of high priest,
这个彼得啊，就偷偷的就远远的跟着他。
Peter was following the Lord at a distance.
那么那个侍女啊，哎，他说你不是也是拿撒勒耶稣一党的吗
？And the maid saw him say, "Isn't you one of those Nazarene?"
彼得说不。
Peter said, no.
我不认识什么是拿撒勒耶稣。
I do not know this Jesus of Nazarene.
结果他在侍女跟前呢三次都否认了主耶稣。
So three times before this maid, he denied the Lord. Were his legs weak? His legs were just like us weak.
他想说无论到哪里我都要跟他一同死的。
He thought that I would even die with him.
但是试炼临到的话呢他有三次否认主。
But when the trial came upon him, three times he disowned Jesus.
所以呢彼得也跟我们一样也曾经经历过这些软弱的情形。
So Peter was just like us, he went through all this weakness.
但是当他跟随主耶稣到十字架底下。
But when he followed the Lord Jesus all the way to the very feet of the cross,
被带到各个他山上去，在那里流血生命的光景。
He saw the scene when Jesus was led to Golgotha. He died, bled his blood.
天震地动。
On that day, heaven and earth were shaken.
太阳变黑。
The sun became dark.
失去光彩。
Lost its brightness.
地大大的震动。
And there was a great earthquake. 圣
殿的幔子裂开两半。
And the veil in the temple was rendered too.
哎呀，这件事情震动了这许多门徒的心啊。
And all this shook the disciples' heart.
所以经过这个十字架的主耶稣这个十字架的震动的工作。
This is the shaking of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他们又看见主耶稣基督的复活。
And also they saw the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
到了主耶稣钉十字架之后的第三天。
The third day after Jesus' crucifixion.
彼得跟约翰一起到坟墓里面去。
Peter went into the tomb.
那一天，他们看见主耶稣复活的异象。
They actually saw the vision of the Lord resurrection.
并且在复活日的晚上，主耶稣亲自向他们显现。
And also on the day of the on the evening of the day of the resurrection, the Lord Jesus showed himself to them.
他们经历了、认识了这位主耶稣的复活的复活的耶稣。
So they actually saw and experienced this resurrected Lord.
然后他们在橄榄上，你看见。主耶稣的圣天的异象。
And also they went to the Mount of Olives and actually saw the vision of his ascension.
看见主耶稣被一朵云接到天上去。
They saw Jesus Christ being taken up by the cloud.
并且天使还对他们说。
And the angel said to them.
他说你们看见主耶稣怎样驾着云升天而去。
As you see how the Lord was taken up in the cloud.
他有一天还要再来。
One day he will come again.
是经过彼得啊，经过主耶稣基督十字架的震动。
So Peter, after being shaken by the cross,
认识了基督复活升天的大能。
Knowing the power of his resurrection.
然后在经历圣灵五旬节的时候，圣灵降临下来。
And also experienced the pouring out of Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
经过这一段的学习。
Now Peter, after going through all this learning,
经过失败
，even though he fell,
经过十字架。
Through the cross,
认识复活大能,
eventually knew the cross of resurrection and saw Jesus ascending on high, experienced the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
这个时候啊，彼得他的属灵生命呢，有了一个非常好的转机。
Then there is this turning point of Jesus' Peter's spiritual life.
亲身经走过这条路。
He himself went through all this.
亲身跟随过主到十字架底下，又从死里复活。
He went through all this to the very bottom of the cross and saw Christ's resurrection.
主的时候啊，他的手中有了举祭的腿。
When he followed the Lord in this way, in his hand, he had this right thigh of heave offering.
所以拿撒勒耶稣的名字在他身上就不是一个空洞的道理。
So the name of Jesus Nazareth is not some empty doctrine.
这个升天基督的权能呢，就实际的应验在彼得的身上。
The power of this ascended Christ has actually been experienced in Peter.
所以当他来到这个门门口这个瘸腿的人跟前呢
，So when he came to this lame person at the gate of beautiful,
他自己经历过软弱的痛苦。
He himself had already gone through the pain of weaknesses. Now he was revived.
所以他身上有拿撒勒耶稣基督的名。
So in him.He had this name of Jesus of Nazareth. Or to say he had this right thigh of offering. So he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth,
叫你起来行走,
rise and walk.
啊，这一个瘸腿的人呢，就起来跳着走着来赞美神。
So right away, this lame person rose and he jumped and was leaping and praising God.
就进到这个圣殿里面去。
And he went into the temple.
进到在基督的荣耀丰富的里边。
He actually went into the fullness of the Lord Jesus' glory. So these are the three secrets.
经历基督升天的权能。
In order for us to experience,
今天我们所信的主耶稣就是这位复活升天的基督。
The very Lord who has resurrected and who has ascended on high.
那我们要怎么样能够支取基督升天的权能呢
？And how can we actually draw on this power of ascending Christ?
我们亲身去走过这条路。
Then we should be like Peter, who actually has gone through it himself. Although we're weak, we often fail.
借着这些失败
，But through all these failures,
让我们这个人被十字架倒空。
We will be emptied out by the cross.
经过十字架的剥夺
，Through the dealings, stripping of the cross,
复活的生命
，We actually would go into the resurrected life.
基督的全能
，Enjoy the power of ascending Christ.
我们就这个不但自己能够刚强起来行走
，Not only we ourselves will be strong to walk,
并且把圣天的全能也可以去帮助人。
But it also with this ascending power to help others, to help all the lamb to walk. So in this way, we drive out all the lamb. Now we praise and thank God, after we have driven out all the blind and the lamb, David now entered Jerusalem. And there he reigned. There he established kingdom God. There he revealed the sovereignty of God's kingdom. Oh, if only all our brothers and sisters, each one of us, all the church here, we will all become those people who actually enter into the abundance of Christ.
我们都要把瞎子把瘸子从我们身上赶出出去
Let us all drive out the blind and lame in each one of us
在我自己身上
In myself
在教会中间
Among the church
我们都要把瞎子瘸子赶出出去
Let's all repel the blind and the lame
好
我们愿主祝福这边的聚会。
May the Lord bless the congregation here.
我想我今天我交通到这里为止。
I would like to end my sharing with you at this point.
我们请朱小明弟兄带我祷告。
Brother Chu, would you please say a prayer to conclude it?
我们感谢你在用你爱的话语再一次来激励我。
Lord, we thank you that once again with your loving word, you encourage us.Through the greatness of your love, that once again our inner eyes would be opened so that we could actually see what is the hope of your calling. After we receive your loving grace, let our hearts be compelled by your love.So that we have this heart to strengthen our feeble knees and our hands that hand down to follow you. Oh Lord, may you bless all the message this afternoon. May your word continue to do the regenerating work in each one of our brothers and sisters.So that your grace could be perfected in us. So that brothers and sisters could be built up and the Lord Jesus' name could be exalted. We simply give you all the thanksgiving and worship. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.我们感谢我们的主，因为他再次向我们说话。
We thank our Lord that once again.